Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Do the Work Podcast. My name is Sabrina Zohar, and I am your host. Oh, my babies, tomorrow is the day. Well, tomorrow, if you're listening to this when it launches on February 13th, in general, in life, you guys will know, but tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy, do I remember last year when Tech Guy didn't do a fucking thing. And this year, we've got an entire night planned because, babes, that's called communication. Not everyone's going to do what you want. Not everyone's going to act how you want. And that doesn't mean that we have to walk away from people. That just means that we can give them a benefit of the doubt and have a conversation. But I'm so excited. I have Benjamin the Flirt Coach. I love Benjamin. He is such a doll. He is so sweet, so adorable, my gay Libra. But I'm excited because I think a lot of you guys ask about flirting and confidence and how to approach people. And I was like, fuck it. Let's have some fun. Let's make this light and airy. It didn't need to just be me. We have our gay Libra, Mr. Ben, and he's going to be on giving his tools, tips, tricks. And I think he's just so fantastic, such a breath of fresh air. So definitely go follow and check him out. But guys, I'm just so excited. And I hope this year that you're able to have a fantastic Valentine's Day, whether it's with somebody or not, it doesn't fucking matter. Because, you know, my mama brought up a good point. I remember she said this to me February 2022. And she was right. She said, Sab, this could be your last time alone. This could be your last Valentine's Day alone. So why don't you make it as lovely and amazing as you possibly can for yourself? Which was awesome. It's true. It's like, this could be the last V-Day you have alone. So enjoy it. Watch your favorite movie, eat your favorite fucking foods, do what you want to do, whether you're with someone or not, it doesn't fucking matter. This day is fucking contrived anyways. Every day, celebrate each other, right? But listen, if you have somebody, enjoy it. Happy Valentine's Day, babes. So guys, I'm so excited. The course is coming soon. I'm a little behind. Mama's writing a book too. There are so many things happening. I'm so delayed. But a quick announcement, I did cut off intro sessions doing one-on-one just because I, frankly speaking, I don't have the bandwidth. So right now, the only way to work with me is either to get a four pack because I really want to work with people more consistently, not just one-offs because it's not as much done can get done. Or I have literally one spot left for the program. I had two. Somebody just booked it up for the unlimited. So there's one left. The next opening won't be probably till May or April. If I open it again, we'll see. So I'm excited. If you guys need anything, link in show notes. You can find anything that you need there. And as always, guys, thank you for everything. Don't forget to rate the show. Please, please rate the show. It takes 2 seconds wherever you're at on Amazon, iHeartRadio, Google, Deezer, especially Spotify and Apple. Apple's at the bottom. Spotify, there's 3 dots at the top. You click those and that's all you got to do. It's just rated 5 stars if you think it's worth it. And we move on with our day. And don't forget to follow on the socials because, you know, we all know TikTok doesn't follow or show half the stuff. So follow along on Insta. Everything's in the show notes that you guys might need. All right, babes, without further ado, let's get right on into it. This episode is brought to you by Softwear. Babes, that's my clothing line. So Softwear is sustainably produced right here in LA. So we call it, if we say from thought to thread. So literally everything is done. Nothing comes from overseas whatsoever. Our hang tags, our fabric, our cut and sew, our dye houses, our packaging, our fulfillment center, everything happens within 10 miles in LA. So the stuff is very tailored. It's very fitted. We wanted to make something that feels like a hug. And it started when my mom went to the doctor with a headache and they found 6 brain aneurysms that corroded the top half of her vessel. And her positivity and her mindfulness is what kept her going. And I got a photo of her with 2 thumbs up in the hospital bed after a successful surgery, after 3 months of failed surgeries. And I started Softwear the next day. And it's just my heart and soul. And it's something that I love. And we have our new color, our heathered gray. And I'm just so excited. I hope you guys love it. So if you use the code DOTHEWORK at wearsoftware.com, you get 20% off your first order. How fucking amazing on anything, including sale items. So again, that's wearsoftware.com. And the code is DOTHEWORK. Guys, I can't wait to get you oh so cozy. Hi, Benjamin. I am so fucking excited to have my favorite flirt coach on Do the Work. So welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here and talk all things flirting.
Me too. Can you give, for anybody who doesn't know you in our audience, Can you give a little bit of background of who you are, what you do, and how you got started and everything?
Definitely. My name is Benjamin. I'm the flirt coach and the gay Libra that has probably hopefully come across your FYP on TikTok or Flirt Talk, your feed on Flirtstagram. And I am just so thrilled to be here. I had a whole career before I went into coaching. I was a city planner and was just like, I have to do something where I really want to follow my passion and really follow this creative drive that I have and just be able to work with people. As someone that's been a lifelong introvert, lots of social anxiety, not that they're exclusive together, but for me, they definitely were. And flirting was always really challenging for me. So I'm really happy to be in a position now just to help people work through it and ultimately make connection, because that's what it's all about.
What I love is that you have a personal experience about this, because it's like, of course, we have so many people that's like, yeah, you can read a book and figure it out. But I actually, I think a big issue that was, you know, like on Insta when we asked the questions and stuff, that a lot of people struggled with, like, I don't know how to flirt, I'm shy. And so I'm excited to hear like your journey as well. But I kind of wanted to start off, like, I think a lot of people even asked, like, what is flirting? You know, like just highbrow, like, well, how do you flirt? Yep. What is flirting? And I was like, I want to hear your thoughts on that. Because I'll tell you, me personally, I'm an incredibly flirty person, and I don't mean to be. So I was like, I wanted to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, there's kind of like two takes to it. There's sort of the juicier answer, which is like getting someone's attention. Like for me, I'm going to be flirting with guys, and that tends to be a lot of the people I work with. So, right, how do you get his attention? How do you sort of catch his eye kind of thing? Maybe you want to get the number, talk to your crush, get a first date kind of thing. So there's sort of that aspect. But then it's like, where do you actually start if you're feeling anxiety or nerves, if you're lacking confidence? And so I approach flirting as being all about connection. It's an authentic, in-the-moment expression of yourself. You're allowing someone to see who you are in that moment, on that day, however you're feeling, and just make a connection with them. So when you start from the place of connection, I hope it can then become a more empowering process.
I love that, actually, because as you were talking and as you said it, I was like, no, he's right. That's exactly, because like I was talking to my tech guy about it yesterday when we were coming up with like questions for the episode and stuff. And I was like, you know, I asked him, I'm like, do you struggle to flirt? And he's like, well, you know, he's a little bit more rigid. So he's like, I think people take me literally. And I was like, see, I don't. And he was like, yeah, that's he's like, I know that about you. Since I was like, no joke, in high school, people would always think I was flirting with them. And I was like, no, I'm just trying to connect with you, you know? And it's like you said. And so it was like, you know, like for me, how do I flirt? I'm like, if I see somebody, like I'm a talker, you know, I'm somebody that will just start a conversation. So it's like, if I saw somebody out, like when I was single and I lived in Venice, mama took her swing all the fucking time, because what was I going to lose? Right. Like, oh, you don't like me? Who gives a shit? At least I tried. Exactly. And so it's like, I've had guys, like, I think one standout was like, I was at a, like, this is, I think, how not to do it, in my opinion. I was ordering lunch, like at an outdoor, you know, like kind of cafe. And I saw this like two, like I was in, this was in Venice. So like this guy stuck out and I was like, you're from New York. Like I could already tell. And he was literally standing there just staring at me. And so like every time I turned around, it was just a dead stare. And I was like, oh, this is a little awkward. So I thought he was maybe waiting for somebody. And like, I guess he had tried to get my attention. I didn't hear him. So I leave, headphones in, I'm walking down the street. I feel someone touch me. That's when I turned around in like a defense of like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I just see him and he's like, hey, you know, like I just saw you. You're really beautiful. I'd love to get your number. And I remember just standing there and I was like, in my head, I'm like, I don't know who you are. Like, this is just really weird. Yeah. And so I gave him my number and like, of course, and nothing ever fucking came out of it. Like it was, you know, it was one of those moments, but I was like, okay, that's how not to do it. I wanted to hear kind of your thoughts of like the fine line between flirting and creepy.
We could break down that example for sure. Right away, like, I would never advocate for going for physical touch to get someone's attention, or if they like he tried to make the eye contact or something like that. There's other ways to do it with body language and nonverbal flirting skills, and of course just using your voice before you advance, like even just tapping you on the shoulder from behind. But already, like, to me, this isn't a flirt on his behalf, because he's coming into this interaction with you wanting one thing. He's not trying to make a connection. He's not trying to ask you any questions, even give you a compliment, sort of pick up the vibe. What's the energy? He's like, number. And then what did he want after that? Perhaps a date. Like, that's all he was focused on. So in that way, your interaction, like this interaction between the two of you, was very engineered to a specific result or outcome. So right away, to me, it's not a flirt. And then not trying to sort of interact with you with any permission or consent, just like coming right up from behind, like, ooh, yeah. I mean, that would give me creepy vibes too.
Right. Yeah. I was like, I remember leaving and just being like, yeah, he was cute. And I was like, you're lucky you're cute. Because if you weren't, I would be fucking freaked out. I know. And it's like, I'm actually like kind of holding on to the connection part, because I think that's really the biggest aspect of this. Mm-hmm. Now, can you share a little bit more about like your journey of feeling like that anxiety or insecurity or whatever, like, you know, whatever you kind of the introvert, the shy, because I think a lot of people are kind of asking like, how do you like move past that or work through that? And I'd love to hear your journey. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. I'll definitely talk more about that. So for me, it was like, it really started from this place of, I've been a natural flirt. So even though I'm an introvert, like I'm able to go out there and talk to people because I'm very good at giving attention and giving energy. It's like the duality of the flirt where you can give it, but then when it comes back to you, I find sometimes that's when people start to get anxious. That's when they start to overthink. It's like they give someone a compliment or put themselves out there, and then when it gets turned around, they're like, "Ooh, I don't know how to receive this attention or energy." And that was very much me, like really struggling with this giving and receiving. But then also with the flirt being an in the moment connection, like for a long time with my anxiety, that's what I was capable of. Like I could flirt in the moment and make that in the moment connection, but anything that required consistency, longevity, reliability, that's when I would start to break down, like how to keep it going past the initial flirt. So for a long time, that was how I was able to cultivate connection in my life and just be able to meet people and have conversations, because it would be in the moment, just out running errands or at the grocery store or something, you're at the gym. It's just an in the moment conversation, making that connection, having a flirt, and then it's done. I didn't try and move it any, like advance it past that. But then after a while, it was like, why? I'm still craving more. I'm wanting more. I'm wanting the long-term connection to really have friends and people in my life and going on dates that I can truly get to know someone beyond just, hey, how are you? Like, what do we have in common? You're cute kind of thing. So the flirt for me served a purpose for a long time of being able to hold connection in my life, but then being able to extend that and have relationships with people. That's where it started to evolve from for me. And so I'm really happy to be able to talk about the flirt as being all about connection, but then how can you use the flirt to really extend and have long-term connections too.
This episode is sponsored by Quince. Guys, I am not kidding. I am obsessed with Quince. It's literally my favorite website. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Like the best part is all items on Quince are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. First of all, we have so many things. Like we even just went on vacation and the robes, I was like, oh, I love these robes. Look, they were Quince, of course, at the Airbnb. We have the sheets. I'm not kidding when I say I'm obsessed. I look forward to getting into bed because I love linen and I love the way it feels on my body, especially with sleeping next to a very warm running man. I love the cooling effects of the linen and I love the affordability of Quince. And the best part is that if you go to quince.com/do the work, you get free shipping on your order and a 365-day return policy. That is correct. So that's quince.com. So quince.com/do the work to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Guys, don't take my word for it. You can try anything from Quince. I love my scuba side bag. Like if you guys see me, especially on socials, you'll see me wearing this bag every single day. But I'm telling you, try something from Quince. You've got nothing to lose. You get free shipping, 365 days of returns. I highly doubt it'll go back. But guys, I can't wait to hear what you guys got. And please send me screenshots. Let me know what you guys end up getting. And if anybody gets the sheets, I can't wait for us to twin. So again, that is quince.com/do the work. Totally. And I think for anybody who's listening, like, here's the thing. When it comes to the flirting, because somebody asked, like, how do I make sure it works? And it's like, well, that's the point of this. There is no guarantee that this is going to work. Guarantee. Like I'm remembering like when I went to Gold's Gym, oh, mama would flirt all the time. Like I would take, because they were so, oh my God, they were like, I was in Venice. They were crawling from the fucking walls.
Yeah.
And I would, for me, like, I want to hear your do's and don'ts for sure. When I always had, like, I never complimented someone on their physical because I don't like when someone comes up like, oh, you're beautiful. It's like, well, no shit. That's why you're coming up and fucking talking to me. Like, I'm assuming right. You're attracted to me. So like, for me, I always picked something about them. So like, I remember like for an example, I was at the gym and I was like, okay, like the gym is a weird place. Like you want to be really cognizant of the way that you flirt at the gym. So I remember there was like this total babe. I would see him all the time. Mm-hmm. And Oh God, I have so many examples, but this one specifically, he was at the bike next to me and I remember he was biking. Now in my head, I'm like, okay, what can I pick about this person? That's not how attractive he is. It's not how muscular he is. Like all of those things. Like I'm not, wow, you bike really fast. I don't fucking know. But I saw he had tattoos and I was like, okay, obviously I have tattoos. So I poked him and I said, hey, can I just ask you, I'm new here. Where'd you get those tattoos from? I'm looking for a new artist.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then he like took his headphone off. I disarmed him. He was like, oh, I go here. And I was like, oh, no way. And then we started, he's like, well, where are you from? Mm-hmm. And it allowed us 25 minutes later. Now here's the funny part. It took him 25 minutes to drop me and my girlfriend. And so the minute I heard and I was like, all right. And like, here's the thing. He was being flirty. So it was like, it was hard to read, but that's when I was like, you know what? I got off the bike and I was like, hey, so great to meet you. Like I totally brushed it off and I was like, cool. Thank you so much for the artist. It was great to have connected. Yeah. We talked about stuff. And like you said, it was a connection. We were having a genuine and authentic conversation, whether it worked out or not, I don't know. But I'd love to hear, what are your like standout do's and don'ts, best practices not, because it's like, Lord knows I had my own, but I don't know, fucking know if I was doing it right or wrong.
Yeah. So some definite do's, and yeah, you definitely touched on this, is to go into it with no expectations. Because when you go into the flirt with expectations, you're wanting to have a specific result or outcome, like getting the number or whatever it is. Well, then automatically you're engineering the flirt to move towards this specific result that you're looking for. And then you can get into the realm of overthinking, like, what am I going to say next? You're starting to replay what the other person has said and like think all the way through it. You're like breaking it all down. And then you're really missing the point of the flirt, which is all about connection. So going into it with no expectations, do your best to just stay in the present moment and just get to know somebody. Like I talk about bringing BFE into the flirt, big flirt energy. And I get this like this variation of this question in common a lot. Little like, is it a flirt? Is it not? Like, what's the difference? Small talk, conversation, banter versus flirting. Like, well, if it's got all the elements of the flirt, and I've got this whole flirt framework that I work with, then it's a flirt. And some people may disagree and be like, well, I don't know, I don't think so. But I'm like, it's okay to label something a flirt, whether it's with someone you don't know. It could even be platonically. Certainly when you're dating or in relationships, there can be romantic flirting. There's a whole variation. But just when it comes back to making that connection, like that's what the flirt is all about. So going into it with no expectations, respecting people's boundaries as well. I'm always a fan of doing some nonverbal flirting first, trying to get their attention with eye contact, body language. Smiling is great. If eye contact is not your favorite thing, or you're just not super good at that, don't feel comfortable with that, using like waving or something like that, or just somehow getting someone's attention is going to be a great way to do it, just to start to build that trust a little bit. So you're not just advancing on someone right away. And then I love when the flirt is also an intuitively driven process. That's part of my flirt framework. One of the questions I get is like, okay, well, what do I say? Sort of like, how do I flirt? What are the words I'm going to use? And I could give you a pickup line, like I could give you an opener, but then when you're in it, I can't have the conversation for you. And so I want people to just to feel more and more connected to their intuition so they can really feel their way through the flirt rather than thinking their way through the flirt. So those are kind of a few do's and don'ts. I think I mixed them all up together there for just how to feel your way through the flirt.
I love that though, because I think like you're saying, the end goal here is like showing up authentically. Like if you're going to show up and try to flirt with somebody, it's like for me, I will just, for like, I'll give you an example of even like, this is what comes off as flirty is like, you know, you're at a restaurant and the waiter comes by and like the other night, you know, I was at dinner and she's pregnant. And I just looked at her and I was like, do we know boy or girl? And she just like looked at it and it's like, and like my partner, you know, tech guy's looking at me and he's like, oh, can you just shut the fuck up? Like, you have to be so good. Like everybody, you're so fucking nice. And it's like, that's where I could totally understand how like, when I was single and, you know, you're talking to somebody, but like, I was very cognizant about those types of things, you know, like I knew, listen, if you're talking to somebody, somebody out at a coffee shop or on the street or something like that comes up and approaches you, you're like, okay, there's obviously something here. So I need to be cognizant. I'm not a fan of doing, cause I was going to ask you, like, if you receive a flirt, I'm not a fan of doing the, like, I have a boyfriend when it's like, I don't have a boyfriend. You know what I mean? But how do you handle, like, what is your advice if you're on the receiving end of a flirt that you're like, I don't want this, or I don't know what to do. Like, what do you, and do you have any recommendations on that side? Cause it can feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, one place to start is like you just because someone flirts with you doesn't mean you have to be in the space to receive that or go along with it. So sort of assessing your own energy with it. And then if you have a little bit of time, if you got some capacity, sort of indulge the flirt, look to make a connection, right? It doesn't, you know, not always working with that assumption that it's something romantic. Like, can you just sort of be in the moment with it? But if you're really just not there for it, like, exit the
Yeah.
flirt. Like, you know, it's totally okay. You're not letting someone down or rejecting them. You don't even know each other. It's just like, does this person want your number or something? They're trying to give you a compliment. Be like, oh, I gotta go, right? I've got an appointment. I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at my watch. Like, it's okay to sort of be in that space of just moving on from the flirt if you're just not there for it. That's something I've, yeah, like people-pleasing tendencies all the way. I just feel like I've got to be there. I've got to stick it out. Right, I don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but being in the flirt when you don't really want to be, like, that could also have the same outcome of hurting someone's feelings when you're just intending to be nice. So if you're just not feeling it, exit the flirt. The best way you know how. There's no like kind of like perfect way.
Totally, I agree. I think,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm always like being, you know, I don't want to hurt people. Like you said, the people pleaser of us being
Yeah.
like, oh no, let people easy
Yeah.
down, send them down easy. And it's like, listen, I'm not saying that you need to be like a bull in a china shop, like, hi, I'm
Sure.
not interested. It's like,
Yeah.
but yeah, you can be like, oh,
Yeah.
hey, well, it was great to meet, you know, and like, I gotta go. They always hated, like, oh God, when I'd see guys, like, especially walking Clem and then their dog would interact with my dog. And like, I remember there's this one guy and like, he kept asking, like, I remember he had asked me for my number the first time, and I was like, I don't really like give my number out to people that I meet on the street. Like, I'm not really comfortable. And then he, like, every time I saw him, it was almost like at first, for the first few times, he kept trying to get my attention. And then, like, I saw him at a coffee shop, and, you know, you like do the wave, and he's like, oh, remind me your name again. And I was just like, you know, my fucking name. And I was just like, it's all good, dude. I was like, hey, it's don't worry about it. I was like, it's clear we're not friends. And like, I kind of walked away, and I was like, all right, we got to be able to differentiate between like, listen, like you said, it's not a rejection. Like if you make an advancement and somebody is not into you, welcome to dating. Like,
Right. That's, yeah. And this is like, yes, that's it.
this episode is brought to you by EarthBreeze. Oh boy, oh boy. I don't know about you guys. I wish I had discovered EarthBreeze earlier in my New York life. I do not miss the days of trekking, putting all of my stuff in a big, massive bag or like those stupid carts and rolling it 3 blocks in the middle of winter, holding this massive jug of deodorant or detergent and going in and fighting for a machine. I don't miss those days, but I wish I knew about EarthBreeze because it's like they heard my cries. They now have eco sheets that change the game. So unlike liquid, powder, or capsule detergent, EarthBreeze looks like a dryer sheet, but it's ultra-concentrated laundry detergent. It's like literally, it looks like an actual sheet, but then you just throw that in and that's the detergent. I love it. There's no measuring, there's no mess, there's no wasteful plastic jug. I love it. It fights my stains, odors. I mean, I have a smelly boy and a smelly dog living in my home, and we need it because we are working out all the time. There is nothing like EarthBreeze. I am literally obsessed. And my favorite part is you'll never run out of detergent again because they have their flexible subscription. You can adjust, pause, or cancel it at any time with no hidden fees or penalties. So you save 40% when you subscribe, and shipping is always free. So right now, my listeners can get started with EarthBreeze and save 40%. You heard that right. So if you go to earthbreeze.com/do the work, you start with 40% off. So that's earthbreeze.com/do the work for 40% off your subscription. Oh, guys, I can't wait. I can't wait for us to help the planet, but more so to help your mental state because none of us love to do laundry, but if we can make it easier and just throw that sheet in, oh, sign me up and smelly clothes gone for good. I wanted to know more about your framework. Like, because you
Okay.
mentioned it, like your flirty framework, like, can you share more about like when you're working with somebody? So like, if there are people here that have like never flirted, they don't know what they're
Yeah.
talking about. Like, can we start somebody from the beginning of like, how do you normally like help folks with this? Because I think a lot of people need the fucking help.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to talk about the FLIRT framework. So it's an acronym. Like, if you can just imagine the word FLIRT, we'll start with the F is framing the conversation. And it's all about being in the present moment. That's what framing the conversation is. Because I, you know, if someone is feeling anxious, right, they're starting to future pace and sort of like already assume, right, this person is not going to be interested or it's not going to go well. You're bringing your story and experience into the FLIRT. Or, yeah, some past experience, like it just didn't go well. I want you to be in the present moment as much as possible. And then with the L of the flirt, we talked about this, is the lack of expectations. So you can just really focus on who is in front of you, making that connection, and not jump to a conclusion of how the flirt is going to go, or even like you're not attaching to that outcome that you want. Just be in the moment and see how it is. And because this is something I've like very much learned from you, you could be flirting with someone and be like, ooh, actually, right? Like you flirt and you date to have an experience and figure it out. Is this someone that I'm even perhaps compatible with? Is there energy there? And you may find when you're in the flirt, you're like, ooh, yeah, this one really is not for me. But if you have the expectation that it's going to go a certain way, or like you think they're super attractive and like you want to get that date, well, then you're like sort of going along with it, even if you may not want to. So going into it, lack of expectations. The I is all about intention and intuition. Sort of what is the intention behind the flirt? Why are you flirting? What's the point for you? What purpose does this serve? Do you even want to, or do you feel like you have to? Sort of what is the intention and the energy you're bringing into the flirt? And then over time with practice, having that being a more intuitively driven process, so you can get out of the realm of overthinking, right? The monkey mind, and just really be in it. And experience it for who you are in that moment based on who is in front of you, because not every flirt is going to be the same. So you can really feel your way through it. R is all about relating and connecting to another person. Just right, what the flirt is all about. And then the T is, I brought this one in. This is one of my favorite aspects of the flirt. And this is what really separates it from small talk, banter, just sort of like party conversation, anything like that. The T is tension. It's excitement. It's anticipation. It's momentum. It's all about the vibes and the energy behind the flirt. And this is what really separates it from any other form of conversation and communication. When you're in the flirt, doesn't matter, romantic, platonic, someone you know, someone you're just getting to know, there's an energy. Like you start to feel alive. You start to feel warm even. Your heart starts to race a little bit. You're feeling excited, maybe even a little bit nervous. This is the energy of the flirt. And what keeps it going is building that tension, that excitement. You're like, it's a ping pong match now. What are they going to say next? Oh my God, what am I going to say next? Like you're excited. You're just vibing. It's the energy. And that's what really makes the flirt a flirt, is the T, the tension behind it. So that's how I like to break down the flirt. So if someone's like, well, am I flirting? Like, were they flirting with me? I don't know. Does it check all the boxes? To me, then it's a flirt.
You know what I love, I think, about the way that you struck like the breakdown, because it's funny. I've never, like, I love that, first of all, you focus on the flirt, because for so long, I don't think I ever did. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we give enough importance to like how important this is. But I also think like, as you broke it down, I literally was in like feeling in the moment of like just thinking back on past dates. Obviously, I've been with my partner for a while, but like thinking back on those moments that you just know you're flirting. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, he's completely right. Like that tension, that moment that, oh my God, are we like, is it going to end with me getting your number? Is this going to end with us fucking? Is this going to end with me seeing you again? Like what's going to happen? And I think that's the excitement that like, and I get it. Like we've all been there. Like when you're flirting with someone and then you leave and you're like, oh. You know, like somebody asked a question, like I saw a guy, we matched eyes, like, how do you approach and flirt? And it's like, I know we've all been there where you leave and you're like, dang it. Like, especially when I lived in New York and you'd see someone on the train. Yeah. Oh, the amount of songs I could write about that of like, or like the train doors close and you're like,
the misconnection.
Oh yeah, there it is. You're like, please, will you read it on online?
Right. But
I think it's true. Like, I really love that your whole focus here is not about like, how do you get them? It's like, well, that's ridiculous. We can't force that. But really what I love that you're focusing on is how do you empower yourself to show up authentically and at least just put your dick on the table and be like, well, this is who I am. If you like me, great. And if you don't, at least I know you don't like me for me.
Right. Yes. That's it. That's the flirt.
I have a question for you. Now, we obviously this is flirting in IRL. So let's talk digitally. I mean, we all know, for anyone who listens to me enough, how I feel about the texting thing.
Yeah.
But I also am like, here's the thing. I am not Pollyanna grandma where I'm like, you know, oh, don't ever text anybody. Like there was the Daily Mail like did that. They posted a thing being like, this dating coach says never to text and never to respond. And I was like, I've never said that. Yeah. I was like, no one ever said that. I was like, I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm not living under a rock. Like, what's the text? I was like, but you and I both know that like you can't build a relationship via text. So, but let's talk about digital in general. So somebody asked, How do I slide into the DMs? DM sliding, the social media flirt. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Like, I know about tapping on the window, like liking a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But can you walk us through a few ways of non-in-person flirting?
Definitely. Yeah. So if we want to focus on social media, I'll kind of just use Instagram as the example here. So I made a video once about the five levels of flirting on social media. And so there's sort of the first level, which is like, well, you got to follow them. That's step one. Step two is going to be, okay, we're liking a few things. We're watching stories. We're maybe reacting. They're starting to get notifications. Or if you're reacting to a story, maybe they're getting a DM at that point. Okay, so maybe they're becoming aware of us. Well, then it's like, now we're going to move to, can you perhaps slide into their DMs a little bit? And then how can you do that? One way I like is, whether they're aware of you or not, just coming up like with a compliment is a great way to sort of get the conversation going in the DMs. Could you send them a post that like that they've already made? Like, wow, like I really love this post that you said, or oh, I'd love to, were they on a trip or something? I'd love to know more about this. Like, been following you, or somehow just ingratiating the conversation a little bit, warming them up with a compliment if they're not like, maybe they haven't followed back yet or haven't started watching your stuff. So one way to slide into the DMs. Another way is like responding directly to something on their stories. So instead of just sending that reaction, maybe that comes to their DMs, can you actually like type out a response that goes directly to their DMs? If you're not ready to sort of slide in directly just yet, attaching a message to a story is a great way to do it. And so now you have their attention, you're on their radar. And then when you're in the DMs, like if you're wanting to flirt, then art. And in many ways, it's going to be the same way as if you're in person. The big difference being that it's not that true back and forth that you're in the moment, right? You have some time to think. And then the other person, where are they with their response times, right? Are they busy? How big of a priority was this? It's sort of like, that's where it can sometimes fall apart just with digital communication. But now you're in the DMs. And so that's sort of working up the levels of the flirt. If you're looking to get into the DMs, follow first, right? Start to get their attention a little bit, and then make that move, right? Just put yourself out there. What do you have to lose?
One thing I will say, don't on this, because I'm with you on all the do's. The one don't I've learned is like, I did this. That's why. I love a response of a story. Like, I just think it's, especially if they post stories. Like, I don't know if you watch 90 Day Fiance or if that's my trash. But
no, I watch.
Okay. There was, are you watching The Single Life?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
So one of the couples on there, it's Jamal, which is the son of one. Remember the woman that went to Soulja Boy? She like was with him. Her son ended up sliding into the DM of one of the other women, the Tim's ex, whatever. So it's like they're on the show. And she had a photo, and she even said, she was like, he said, like, how did you know I liked you? And she's like, you DM me, it's the eyes for me. And so then the minute she got it and he was like, you knew I liked you, she's like, the second I got it, I knew you were flirting with me. And so I was like, that's a great, like, throw it out there. Because I've had it where I'll say something like that, like, you know, super, like, I never really do this, but I just wanted to say you're super handsome or something like that. And it's like, they might not answer. All right, what are you going to do? Like, you move on with your life. One flirt lesson I learned, which was not right, was there's this really gorgeous guy that lived in Venice, and I would see him all the time. We'd always play eyes. So I assumed he liked me because I'm living in my own fucking la la land. And I saw that he had a new product coming out. He was creating like a recipe or some shit like that. And I DM'd about that. So then he was messaging me about his like new product that was coming out.
So then when
I tried to segue into like, oh, well, we should like go grab a drink or something. That was it. He kind of left me on read. And I was like, when you move, like if somebody messaged me about business and then like, I've had it before, well, they'll admit like, hey, so what size should I buy in software? And I'll be like, oh, get a medium. Great. And then all of a sudden they start flirting and I'm like, you didn't care about my product. Yeah. Like, then I almost get annoyed.
That's a very good point. I've been in those positions before where I get DMs and it seems like someone is interested in coaching or in collaborating. And then, right, I'm like, I'm working towards finding that solution, right? What's going to be best for you? Are we a good fit kind of thing? And then it's like, well, when push comes to shove, and then here comes the flirt. And I'm like, okay, now I feel like the bait and switch kind of thing. Like, you don't have to lead with what you think is going to get someone's attention because he thought you were talking business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I think the bait and switch, I think that at that point it happens is like, it feels disingenuous. Cause you're you know, it's one thing if I'm like genuinely asking, but like for me, I remember the one time it worked was I saw the guy all around the neighborhood. I realized he was a huge influencer. And I went right forward. I DM'd him saying, oh, you're the one I saw on Abbot Kinney the other day. Nice to put a name to the face. And then he wrote back and he was like, I knew you looked familiar. And then we ended up going on a date. Like nothing transpired from it because he was a fuckboy and he's still single. But nonetheless, like sometimes even just something as simple as like, you know, obviously if it's not creep, like this guy was an influencer, it wasn't hard to find him. But like if there's somebody, I would imagine that like, we also don't want to do this if somebody like is super private, you know, like if somebody has from like 2020 and they haven't updated their profile, you don't want to DM them like, hey, I just saw you. Cause you're like, how the fuck did you find me?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. This is really for someone that is going to be more active. Like they're at least posting with some regularity. They're in the stories. Like, you know, they're on the app, they're using it for sure.
And now can I ask, so this was some Insta questions, flirting via text. So now we're going just via text, creative ways to build connection.
Yeah. So I get this question a lot with the long distance relationship. Like it kind of ties in together. And so when you're texting, like, yeah, it's digital communication, but think about all the ways you can communicate digitally. I love voice notes, like voice memos, a great way. I always talk about, like, no affiliation, but the app Marco Polo, they have a free version. It's right. You can send videos back and forth. So if you're not a texter, you just don't want to be typing and you want to do more video, but you don't want to send, like, you know, always be on FaceTime or something. Marco Polo, great option. Another one I really love is to play some kind of digital game. The example I usually use is like Words with Friend or something, Words with Friends. I used to play that all the time with my grandma.
Same.
But like you're taking turns. And so maybe you're not always communicating like, hey, how are you kind of thing and sending messages, but you're connecting, you're interacting with one another. And then you can put in the chat of that game, like, oh, that was a great move, right? I can't believe you scored so many points. You got me there kind of thing. So thinking about all the ways that you can flirt and connect and communicate digitally, right? It's not just about the texting. There are so many ways to do it. Can you send social media posts, podcasts, memes, pictures, selfies, right? If someone is more visual. And then learning about how the person you're flirting with likes to communicate. And really just exploring that and having a conversation about it can also be a great way to flirt as you learn more about somebody.
This episode is sponsored by Open. Meditation is, no joke, one of my favorite modalities for anxiety management. Meditation helped me to give space between my thoughts and my feelings and to allow myself to process feelings and to visualize, and breath work literally changed how I interact with anxiety. Like, I cannot speak highly enough about this modality, and that is why I love Open so much. I have been on Open since they literally started because I love Minaj. I love the team. I love what they're doing. They just did the nervous system reset. It was unbelievable. Tech Guy and I did it for 30 days. It was probably one of my favorite bonding experiences that we had. And it just allowed us to create a routine that way. We were able to just carve out some time for the two of us and really just spend some time to actually help on our mental health. And what I'm super excited about is that they now have a new series, Heart and Heartbreak. So it's a new meditation series where you learn the science of love and loss. And all matters of the heart. Like, I cannot wait. I am so, so excited. Here's the best part. You guys get 30 days free with the Open app if you go to withopen.com/dothework. You literally have nothing to lose. May as well try it. You get 30 days. You're going to love it. I have a great feeling. And if you don't, that's okay. Just cancel it. But there's meditation, yoga, breath work, movement. I just love this app so much. I love the challenges. I love the community. And again, it's withopen.com/dothework for 30 days free to try one of my favorite meditation apps. I can't wait to sit with you guys and Open together.
I do love that. I'm a video girl. Voice notes sometimes, obviously, I don't want to impede. Like, I know some people, like my partner would shoot me in the face if I did that. But a video, I used to do that all the time, especially if we met on the apps and I didn't really know them. Like, I remember once, like, this guy, we were making plans and he was like, well, what are you up to today? And I like sent a video and I was like, I am here, blah, blah. And he even messaged me back and he was like, that actually made me feel a lot more connected to you. He's like, thanks for letting me put a name to the face. Yeah. Because then when we met, it wasn't, oh God, is she boring? He was like, I remember him even saying, he was like, that video helped me get more excited about our date because I saw your personality.
Yeah.
When you might not be able to. So I'm huge. I'm big on that. I actually love,
I love the video too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. Because you can get the nuance, you can get the facial expressions, you can get the energy, and it's more, you know, as opposed to like putting in the thought behind the text, and you're like, okay, am I going to hit send? Am I going to edit that? Like change something, yeah. Record the video and just go with it. It's sort of like you can really be in the moment with it.
Especially when you're a sarcastic asshole like me, who I could say something in a text and you could be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I can miss context for sure.
Exactly. It's like, Oh, right. So now, so another question that I'm like loving a lot of the questions people had asked on social. Red flags to watch out for when someone is overly flirty.
Yeah, red flags when someone is just like, it's not being able to take no for an answer kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like when someone is just like in your space, in your face, like you are trying to exit the flirt, like sort of politely let them down or sort of like set that boundary for yourself. And they're just not hearing you. They're not accepting it. Like that's, oh God, big red flag. And then when someone is coming on initially kind of too strong. Back to the example you use, like, you know, I try and be careful with this language of too much. Like, I don't want people to feel like they're too much, but there is such a thing as going from zero to 100 very fast. Like you've never met someone, never had a conversation or interaction with them. And you're like, what's your number? Like, what's your social? Like, let's slow it down a little bit. Like to me, it's like, well, are they just like super direct? And that's sort of the only way they know how to flirt. Maybe, but start to build that connection a little bit first, because then I'm like, well, are they interested in getting to know me, or do they just want something from me? That's when I get to be a little bit skeptical about that style of flirting. And then like another sort of red flag is like the kind, like if you're in a party or more of a social situation, it's sort of like the group mentality kind of thing. Like if it's a one to many, like you see, like I like it to be more a one to one. And so, like how would just like, if you're at a party and sort of like the person is coming up to flirt with you kind of thing. And then like, they're sort of always going back to their friends, maybe to get hyped up, but then it can be like in your mind, what are they talking about? Like, are they talking about me kind of thing? Maybe that puts you sort of on guard a little bit. So just doing your best to make it just a one-on-one connection. That's something, maybe not quite a red flag, but something that I look for in the flirt.
Can I just like age myself for a second? As you said, like at a party, and I was like, I don't remember the last time I went to a party. Like when was the last time I went to like a social gathering where I met New York, obviously. I miss those days of like, going to a house party and seeing the guy across the room and you're like, who the fuck is that?
Who is that? That's who I'm hanging out with tonight.
It's like, the first thing I do is I'm like, is he single? Like, I'll find out. And I'm like, who is this? And it's like, then you just kind of meander around and it's like, but my one thing, as I asked you the question, the first thing that came to mind for me was I remember being with a friend and she was on, I think it was like a second or third date. Like it was very early on. So much of the future planning shit. Our kids would be so good looking. And I was like, motherfucker. No. I was like, you don't fucking know this girl. No. You have no, I want to get you this for Christmas. And I'm like, it's February. Like,
oh my God.
You know what I mean? I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
Too much of that of like, should do this. Oh, you've been to Spain. Oh, well, we should go to Spain. And you're like, dude, I don't even know if I'm gonna get coffee with you.
Yeah, that's some love bombing energy right there. Yeah, especially second or third date even, no.
No,
planning for
yeah.
Christmas in February? No.
No. It's like, then at that point, I'm like, now, then that's when I'm like, are we connecting or are you just attaching to me? Because this doesn't feel there like a true connection.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the one thing, okay, here's another question that I thought was really good. How to keep it flirty and avoid friend vibes?
Okay. Yes, yeah, exactly. This is a question I get a lot. Okay, I want to answer this one so I made up another thing.
Awesome. I'm which here for it.
Is the five dimensions of the flirt. So the flirt happens in five dimensions. There's the intellectual dimension, the emotional dimension, the energetic dimension, the spiritual dimension, and the physical dimension. To get out of the friend zone and to avoid the friend vibes, you have got to flirt in the physical dimension. There has got to be some type of chemistry, some type of physical attraction there. The other person has got to know that, like, hey, I think you're cute, beautiful, pretty, handsome, whatever, whoever you're flirting with, you've got to flirt in the physical dimension. If someone is not flirting with you in that way, they have either friend zoned you or they're being like very tepid, sort of trepidatious about it. They're unsure, but either way, they're not willing to go there with you and meet you where you're at. So there's a little bit of mismatch with the flirt energy you're both bringing. So to avoid that friend zone, there's got to be some flirting in the physical dimension. There's got to be some of that chemistry there.
100%. I asked a tech guy yesterday. I was like, how did you, or, you know, we were talking about our first date and he was like, I knew you wanted to fuck me. And I was like, how'd you know? And he was like, when we were in the car going back, he was like, you kept touching my leg. And he was like, he was like, you were very subtle. He was like, it wasn't like overly. Yeah. And he was like, but every time he was like, you would touch my shoulder, you touch my leg. And he was like, I knew that you were kind of gearing up. And then like, when we got there, it was like, my flirt was like, I laid on his bed and I was just like, oh, you know, he was like, do you want to go to dinner? Cause we went to drop off the dog, get changed and leave.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I was like, why don't we just like hang out for a minute? And he was like, I knew at that point, like that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, I'm not saying everyone has to like, listen, I fucked my boyfriend on the first date. Not saying that you have to do that, but I agree with you. Even just like, I tell anybody, if you're unsure about how you feel about somebody on a date, I don't care. Let's see if your arms touch. Do you move away? You know, like you said, bring it into the physical. Do when you're like my friend, she had a date, she the legs touch and she's like, I kept moving my leg. And I was like, that's it. Like there was something off. And sure enough, she like wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
So I really love that tip of like bringing into the physical, even something subtle of touching someone's shoulder.
Yes. Yes. It can be a very, even with just with words, with compliments kind of thing, with your language or very just sort of even PG physical touch. Yeah. Arm, top of shoulder, sort of the top of the knee kind of thing. Like some very like the likely safe spaces just to sort of build that trust around physical touch. Right. And then how does the other person respond if they move away, if they're not reciprocating? Well, they're not feeling it for some reason.
100%. It's like body language, like you said, like those, even just the nonverbal cues, but like body language is it's funny because like for so long, I didn't pay attention to people's body language until I was remembering this one guy that I dated right before tech guy. And I remember us being out and having this really like in-depth conversation and me being like, oh my God. But then when I thought back, cause then the next day he ended it and I was like, I'm so confused. Then when I thought back, I'll never forget. He was sitting kind of cornered up with his arms crossed, really guarded. And I was super open. I was facing him and talking to him and it hit me the next day. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even realize how uncomfortable he was. Like I didn't pay attention to the fact that like he was just kind of closed off. And like even when we were trying to kiss, like you could just see, I was like, there was just kind of something missing there.
Yeah. Body language is fascinating. People can just act or interact subconsciously through their body language and sort of just where they're at on any given day. It's body language is it's interesting. Yeah. I went on a date not too long ago with this guy and like I'm going to have my shirt open a little bit. That's just what I'm going to do on a date. And like, he was like looking at the chest. When I would talk, he would make eye contact and then his eyes would always go back down to my lips kind of thing. And then sure enough, he like alluded that he wanted to kiss me. And I was like, okay, we've got some physical energy in the flirt here. And yes, I kissed him after the date.
Yeah. It was great. I love a kiss. I love a first date kiss.
Oh, me too. Me too.
For anybody that's not into it, like that's mine. That's your prerogative.
Yeah.
I love a good end of night kiss where you're like, but I love that. Even like you said, a big thing I noticed was like, anytime I wanted a guy to kiss me, I was always playing with my lips or licking them.
Yep.
Every time. It's like, if somebody's constantly playing with their mouth and staring at you while they're doing it.
Yes.
Sure enough, I can almost put my money on it. That person wants you to do something.
Yep. Same. 99.9% of the time.
And like, I have no shame. I would do that. Like where I'd look at them and I'd be like, I really want to fucking kiss you right now. You know, like, and I had one guy and he was like, he was like, fucking do it. And I remember I was like, God, this is hot. And we just like, it was really, this was the guy that I slid into his DMs and had a one date. Like it was really hot. It was sexy. Like didn't pan out. And it was like, because it just didn't work out, but it was like, nonetheless, I enjoyed my fucking night.
Yeah.
That's what
and
matters.
And sometimes it can be just that, a fun first date, a fun night. Yeah, no harm, no foul kind of thing. You don't know until you try.
100%. Now, my last question from that people asked what I have for you is obviously if you're in the LGBTQ community. So how do you flirt about the gender? Because like I know my partner, the gays love him. Oh my God, they love him. And I'm like, their heart is broken every time this beautiful man like says no. But I'm like, what would you suggest? Obviously being in this world, like what do you have to suggest for women or men?
It's this one. It's so tricky. And I'm always a little bit hesitant to answer this because sexuality and gender is really fluid depending on where you live. Like if you're in a bigger city or what state you live in, it's so variable. And then also I'm always just really aware of where someone is at with their own story. Like maybe they haven't fully accepted who they are, or they're not out yet, or they're still exploring it. And so putting someone on the spot in that way, someone like if you ask, like I'm out there with it and I'm totally cool with it. You want to ask me, no big deal. But if like even, I don't know, 10 years ago, it may have been a different story. And so I'm always thinking about where is someone at and how can you find that out? If maybe they're not ready to tell that information. So like some like sort of subtle clues might be with clothing and aesthetic and style. Like, are they wearing perhaps jewelry? Do you see the pride pin or a trans flag or something like that? Something that might give you a clue. Do they have a tattoo, something like that? Even a bumper sticker on their car. Could be anything. Are there some subtle clues that you could pick up on? And then just starting to open it up into a conversation. One way, like if you're really trying to figure out, is share part of your story first, like about where you're at, like, oh my God, I went on this first date with a guy the other day. Or it's like, you know, someone that you kind of have a little bit of rapport with, something that you know a little bit. And so you're sharing a bit of your story and then inviting the other person to then be a part of your story with you. And so in that way, it becomes a little bit more inclusive. But at the end of the day, like if someone is not ready to share that information with you, it's just, they just may not be ready. So I know like it's, I totally get it. Like I see a guy that's cute or something. I want to flirt with him. What team does he play on? Like, yeah. Is he on my team? I just want to fucking know. Like, is he gay or not? Well, I don't know. Right. Either way, you can still flirt. Like you can still flirt because you're going into it without the expectations, just in the moment, looking to make that connection. And as long as you stay focused on that, their sexuality, their gender identification is, it will reveal itself if it's meant to reveal itself in time. Totally. So I hope that was a helpful answer.
I love that you even brought about like sharing your story. Like it reminds me of when I was telling you about the guy at the gym with the bike. Like the reason he told me he had a girlfriend was because I mentioned to him like, yeah, you know, I'd gone on a date with this guy. Like I brought up that I was single. Mm-hmm. And so then he like eventually was like, oh yeah, my girlfriend. And I was like, got it. There it is.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't offering this information.
Nope.
But cause I'm kind of the same. Like if there's a guy that approaches me, like I had a guy the other day approach me on the street and he was like, I just wanted to tell you, you're really beautiful. Mm. And I was like, wow, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then he, and like, he walked away and I didn't need to be like, I have a boyfriend. It was just, just an innocent. Like he stopped. Also had guys that will stop and they're like, you're really beautiful, can I take you out? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. I actually had one guy, I'll never forget, he was like, wow, really, do you? And I remember just looking at him and I was like, go fuck yourself, dude.
Seriously,
like,
get out of here with that.
Yeah, I was like, yikes, rejection much? So that's why I was like, no, we don't need to be catty, we don't need to be anything like that. If you're going to listen, I have respect. If you're going to put yourself out there, I have so much respect for you. I lose the respect when you act like a fucking child because it didn't go your way.
Yeah. Yes.
Expectations. Oh, yep. Benjamin, thank you so much for being with us. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I wanted to see, last question before we kind of think, is there any advice that you have for anybody that is struggling and feeling discouraged in the flirting and the dating, like anything that you can share to like, just give a little pep talk. Cause I love your pep talks.
Sure. So, I mean, yeah, I can so relate to this, and just no matter where you're coming from with the flirt, with your experience, your story, sort of wherever you're at, one thing that can really help is just starting to micro flirt. I love this so much. And this is what I used to do. So it's you're out running errands, you hold the door for someone, and then you just offer someone a compliment, like love your jacket kind of thing. Or I do this all the time when I'm working my shifts at Trader Joe's. I'm at the checkout line and I'm just sort of like working with observations is a great way to micro flirt. If you're just unsure what to say, where are you? What is around you? What can you observe? So, what are we making for dinner tonight? Right? Are they wearing a logo, an emblem, a sports hat or whatever? Like, so can you ask them a question about that? So just looking to make those in the moment, micro flirting type of connections. If you're starting to build up your confidence to asking someone on a date or sliding into the DMs, or you want to talk to your crush or someone you think is cute is going to be at a party later or something like that. It's like, it's okay if you're not there just yet. It all comes with experience and practice. And over time, you'll get there. It's just all about bringing the energy of the flirt into as many connections as you would like.
I love the observation thing. I used to do that with the whoop all the time at the gym. I'd be like, oh, you have a whoop. Like, do you like the new one? Like, the whole point of it was like, they don't know that I'm flirting. They could, because if they're doing like, when a guy does that, like, and then puts his headphone on, I'm like, thanks, just wanted to know. And I'll fuck off. I'm like, cool. You have made it so clear that you're not interested.
Yeah.
totally cool. And it's like, sometimes we have to take up, we have to pick up on those cues and not attack ourselves. It's just like, hey, what are you gonna do? You tried. You thought they flirted. You tried. It didn't work out. No, harm, no foul.
Part of the taking a risk is part of it, putting yourself out there. And the more you practice that, like the sting of rejection or being let down, it's like, if you're not, depending on where you're at, it's going to hurt at least a little bit, but you're going to become more resilient to it over time. It's not about that you will never be rejected again or let down again, but you'll become more resilient to that experience. And like, hey, I put myself out there. I tried. I'm not at least an hour later, a day later, overthinking and playing through the situation, right? Fully in my delulu of like what could have happened. Let's get clarity. Let's get answers and just put ourselves out there and give it a try.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for bestowing your wisdom. Where can people find you? I'll have everything in the show notes, but regardless.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sabrina. I just adore you and I'm a fan of the pod and a fan of you. And this was so freaking cool. So thank you so much for just allowing me to be here and giving me the opportunity. I'm all up on Flirt Talk and Flirtstagram at Benjamin Cameras. Those are my socials. I'd love to see you on there. A great place to start is downloading my free flirt styles quiz and confidence guide, all free. Take the quiz, find your flirt style, download the confidence guide, which is linked at the end of that quiz. And that's a great place to start. And I'd love to see everyone, on the socials. Flirt Friday, every Friday, if you want to ask me a question and join me on live on Flirtstagram.
Oh, I love that. Okay, perfect. And I'll link everything so that people can find you wherever. But Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for coming on, Benjamin.
Thank you so much.